Mark Leeson, hello there.
Hi, good morning.
Mark, how you doing? Now, Irish Rail, you book your ticket, you reserve yourself a seat, you get on, you kind of expect the seat to be there. That's not always the case though, Mark. Tell me what your experience.
Definitely not the case. In fact, most of the time you might actually not even be able to get your ticket before you get on. If you board the train, there's no priority boarding, so you have to join the back of the queue in Houston or Cork or whichever station you're at. You board, you find your coach, and you'll typically find that there's no indication of any kind that the seat that you've been given, allocated, is actually reserved for you. There's no name of the seat on the new Cork train or on the other trains. There's no what we call a seat reservation card, which is a white bookmark with your name and the train details. So obviously, someone else is probably going to sit in your seat.
Yes, and you couldn't blame them.
Because there's no positive indication that's been reserved. At this point, obviously, they'll argue that there's no sign that's reserved. All you have is a small little ticket, which is badly printed. And then, of course, you go off to find a member of staff who will generally tell you, there's an empty seat over here. Just sit down and be quiet.
So do you pay anything extra to book a seat?
You do and you don't. If you buy online, you don't pay any extra at all. However, you lose flexibility in your ticket. So it's if you reserve to travel on, say, the 10 o'clock to Cork this morning, the ticket is only valid on the 10 o'clock train to Cork this morning.
Right.
Whereas in the past, if you just buy a normal return ticket at the same price, it is valid on any train within the dates that are
printed. The trade-off is that there is a seat with your name on it on the 10 o'clock to Cork?
Allegedly.
Right, allegedly. Okay, so what has happened to you when you've gone to claim your seat?
I've done this, made 10 reservations, which total 18 journeys, 14 of which something went wrong on. And typically you board the train and find that on the Cork train, they have this lovely electronic display, it's not switched on. Or in fact, you board and 20 minutes later it switches on after everyone else has boarded. Or if you're travelling on one of the older trains, there's just no seat card at all. I've never seen my name printed on a seat card. And in fact, most recent example I have, I went to Newry about 3 weeks ago. I boarded the train at 20 past one in Dublin to Belfast, and the seat reservation cards for the 7:35 train that morning were still in place in the coach.
Right.
So there were no seat reservation cards for the 1:20 train, and myself and several of the passengers were walking around, and we had other people's names where our seats were meant to be. And we were all very confused.
Yeah.
And that is rather a typical experience, that the early morning trains, these seat cards sometimes appear, but no one actually seems to bother to replace them during the day.
And when somebody when you get on then and there's somebody in your seat, what do you say? Does the card give you any status at all? Does your ticket with the number on it give you any sway?
Really, it doesn't really give you any advantage because the person's there. They've done nothing wrong in their eyes.
Yeah.
And really, I don't want to start a fight with a passenger.
And have you ever been tempted?
There's been a number of incidents, particularly if you find, you know, I've had some uppity teenagers sitting in the seat who were quite, you know, I just kind of looked at them and said, what are you looking at? I said, look, my seat is reserved. In this case, my name was actually over the seat.
Oh, yeah.
And they did eventually move away, but, you know, they kind of look back at you and kind of growl at you for doing it. And typically what happens if you find someone in your seat, you typically ask politely. But the Irish way is not really to annoy people. So if there's an empty seat next to them, you sit down. But if you find a train on Friday evening which is full, they're not willing to give up their seat because they have to stand for 3 hours to Cork or to Tralee or wherever. And you then seek someone on board the train, a member of staff, who typically are not to be found. And if they are to be found, they generally try to move you down the train.
Right.
And I've had encountered where a member of staff physically obstructed me from entering the coach where I had a reservation. And I said, look, I have a reservation. They said, no, the coach is full. Sit down the back. I did get a seat. I challenged the train hostess as it was that day. And she had a list of names that were booked. My name was on it, but my name wasn't over the seat.
And the seat was gone.
The seat was gone. There was someone sitting in it. And she was unwilling to make the effort to move someone out. But on the other hand, there was no indication it was reserved.
Yeah.
So this is a typical situation. And it gets worse if you've got like 3 or 4 people travelling together. They could end up spread across the coach or several coaches instead of having the benefit of a table where they might want to work or discuss something.
Yes, yeah. Mark, stay with me because we'll be coming back to this after a quick break. But lots of interesting points being made in relation to Alex's complaints there about the charity donation being demanded from. Come to that shortly. But Barry Kenny is on the News Talk comment line. Barry, hello there.
Hi, Brenda. Hi, Mark.
How are you doing?
Hey.
Now, you're a spokesman for Irish Rail. Tell me, is this the case?
Well, I think we've introduced this system. We started, we've had first-class reservations for some time, and now we have, I think, over 80% of people travelling on first-class booking the reservations, and the system's working very well. We've expanded it across standard-class services now, and what we have done is we have certain designated carriages on the train, and it's very, very clearly marked throughout all of these carriages that for people not to sit in seats if they don't already have a reservation for them. It's, I mean, the particular carriages are nominated, and it's emblazoned across these carriages consistently. Now, I mean, it is a new, I suppose, system and cultural change, as it were. I think Mark mentions, you know, Irish people not wanting to make a fuss, but the fact of the matter, you are switching from a system where it was total, you know, free seating for as long as there's been rail services in the country, to a system where you do now have designated carriages that are provided for people who have made the seat reservations. And I would say, yes, that certainly in the early days, in particular, there were a lot of problems with that, but we responded by giving additional resources to this, by having designated temporary staff in to actually assist people at the key stations, you know, the Houstons and Cork. So when people arrive at the train to come along and they indicate where the carriages are, to assist them on board and provide them with their seats. I mean, you know, as I say, certainly we feel, and we know from our own customer feedback and you know, looking at complaints that would come in when problems come wrong, that the problems have very much moved away now, and that this is a system that is working generally very well. And as I say, you know, Mark mentions the Cork Dublin trains, for example. The audio announcements constantly say to people on those trains, please do not sit in a reserved seat, if you've not made the reservation yourself.
But if Mark is making the point that sometimes the seats do not say that they have been reserved, there may be a sign entering
the
carriage.
Well, the carriage consistently to the carriage, you know, if that is not the case. And as I say, we have the visual displays in the Cork Dublin trains. Obviously, they're going to be on the rest of the intercity rail car network, or the intercity rail car fleet, and they come into service. Basically, they're new trains that are coming for the rest of the national network, and will have these displays at all. And if there is any issue with the displays there, say the train crew have the list to provide to show where people should be sitting in their seats. So as I say, certainly we would concede that in the early days, you know, there were too many problems with this, but I think we've responded and the system has improved quite considerably.
So Mark, they've ironed out the problems, Barry says.
Well, I was on the Belfast train recently, and I mean, there was only one sticker in the entire coach, and it was on the side I was sitting on, saying seats were reserved. And it's consistently not switched on. I have reports from the weekend over the last few weeks, 8 journeys, of which 5, they were not switched on.
That's
not good. The taxpayer has spent €120 million on these new coaches, and this system is in place for customer convenience. It's not being used. It's not switched on for whatever technical reason or whatever human reason. It's not being switched on.
Barry,
It is. I say in the vast majority of cases that system is in place. So, you know what I mean? That is one of the very many benefits.
But Barry, where it isn't in place and you get on the train, I think...
Well, the carriage is indicated too, Brenda. The carriage is indicated that this is a reservations carriage.
Right, but you know,
and you also have the train host on board who has the details of where people should be sitting in the seats if any issues arise.
If it's a crowded... Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark.
The last time I challenged the train host, I was told in no uncertain terms that the seat wasn't there for me and I should move back towards the other end of the train.
Well, obviously that shouldn't take place. And you know, we welcome, to be honest, you know, feedback like this, so because it means we can where there are issues, we can tackle them and improve it still further. But I mean, you know, we always say certainly the vast majority of cases this system is working well, is improving all the time. And as I say, as we roll it out, then particularly with the LCD displays above each seat, as that rolls out through the rest of the fleet with the brand new trains coming into service on all the various routes, it'll improve still further.
Okay, listen, thanks very much for that, Barry and Mark. So is this just a hiccup that's been ironed out? I want to hear your own experiences on this. 1-894-53-106 is our number. Now we go